Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. All right, let's talk about vibrato. Vibrato can make all the difference in the world. And the way you sing your vibrato, whether it's wider or more narrow or just bigger or smaller, will make a difference. So let me show you what just something I invented just on the spur of the moment. What is it gonna sound like with no vibrato?
I am trying to sing a ballad, and though my voice sounds nice, and I'm singing with overtones, something is missing, and it's vibrato.
It's really hard to sing without vibrato. Now let me add some vibrato, but let me actually make it very wide and too much for this ballad type of song.
I sing with vibrato, but it's too much and too slow.
That's really strange. It's too slow, it's too wide. So whenever it's too slow or too wide, it just sounds like it's too much and it distracts from what you're doing. What if it's too narrow? It's really hard for me to do a very fast, narrow vibrato, but let's do it to where it's hardly noticeable.
I sing vibrato, but it's hard and it doesn't need to be a shiver.
So when it's not very consistent and it's more of like a just a very subtle thing that is hardly noticeable, it's also not going to have the effect that it can have, the beautiful effect. Now what we want is to voluntarily turn on and off vibrato. We want to control when to have it and when not to have it. And that is what makes all the difference. Vibrato is a stylistic tool. It's not just, you know, even when you play violin, you don't consistently have vibrato all the time. But there are some instances where you start the tone straight and then add vibrato. Vibrato usually signals something. A straight tone usually has a little bit more tension. And then when you move from a straight tone to add vibrato to that, it usually signals a little bit of it's like a resolving. It relaxes it a little bit. Also, of course, it does help your vocal cords because it's not as tense. There's some oscillation going on. And I feel like it's really hard for me to sing without vibrato. I can turn it on and off, but consistently singing without vibrato, like through entire songs, unless it's pre-Baroque music, it's really strange. It doesn't sound right to me. So now, if we use vibrato in a tasteful way, it's going to sound more like this.
Gonna use vibrato very intentionally. I want to use it when I want to, and
so it really does make a difference using vibrato, turning it on and off. It makes it sound more professional and polished. I have other videos about how to do vibrato, so you may want to check out that playlist. And next time you sing a song, try to work in that vibrato and be more intentional. Listen to your favorite artists. How are they using their vibrato? When is it on? When is it off? Pay attention and you'll be like, wow. That's what they're doing. Amazing. If you want to work with me on things such as this one, you can think about maybe joining my 6-month vocal mastery lab. It's currently the most intensive way you can work with me. It's a lot of one-on-one. It's a 6-month commitment because I want to get to know you and your voice. and work on details such as turning on vibrato and such things. Yes, I want to only work with very serious singers. That doesn't mean you have to want to be professional. You can also be just a choir singer, but it's all about being ambitious, putting in a little bit of work, and being consistent. That's who I really want to work with. Have a great day. Till next time, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.